Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
What's up?
You mentioned Bruce Willis in flying cars.
Yes.
Were you guys meant the Fifth Element?
Yes. We you're probably listening on delay because we're 7 seconds behind, but we corrected that. That was the movie. That was the movie where Bruce Willis said, or the kid said, "I see flying people."
Yes. Exactly.
I think it was.
Can you believe that movie, Sixth Sense, came out 20 years ago?
Well, I'll tell you what is even more shocking, and it is being celebrated today and this week, and that is that Warriors came out 40 years ago.
What?
This week.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Great movie.
Yes.
I mean, insanely great movie.
40, can you believe, does that not make you feel old?
That's crazy. That the
Warriors film came out 40 years ago this week.
Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play.
Well, you know what I have? You know what I have to do now, right?
What?
I know we're up against the clock,
but
we can't talk about Warriors without turning the iPod on. People said that is the thing that the as far as things that they've heard on our show recently that made them feel old, that right there is the topper. That film came out 40 years ago. Holy. All right, it is 7:02 and time for this.
And now, LB.
I'm just trying to be funny, and that's really not the case.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by the all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Ascent, committed to keeping your loved ones safe on these snowy, wet, icy roads. Love is now bigger than ever. With three rows, learn more about the largest Subaru yet at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It was a great night for hoops and pucks fans here in Boston. Bees win 6-3 over the Hawks at the Garden, and the Seas roll for the W down in the city of brotherly love. Danton Heinen took over for Pasta. Pasta's having some thumb surgery after an off-ice incident. I'll leave it at that.
Chara's quick release. Marshawn drags it across. Heinen scores! 37 seconds between goals, but boom, the Bruins jump on top.
Yeah, you gotta love it. Heinen had a goal and two helpers. Pasta will be out 2 to 4 weeks with the thumb injury. David Krejci stepped up with two tallies in the win. Next up, Anaheim on Friday to begin the West Coast road trip. The Seas rolled 112-109 on a late Marcus Morris hoop, but Gordon Hayward, 26 points, led the way.
They are really trying to post up Smart.
No!
And Hayward delivers again.
Detroit is in town tonight. It is a 7:30 tip-off. Seas Pistons. Training camp for the Red Sox officially opens up down in Fort Myers today. Position players will arrive Sunday after pitchers and catchers get it all rolling this morning at some point. Down in Florida. The 150th anniversary for Major League Baseball is this year, and all teams will enjoy a special opening day.
Oh.
This year. Well, that's pretty amazing, 150 years.
Did I see that the Red Sox open up in late March? Is that what I saw yesterday? It's not even April? I mean, I guess maybe, I'm not the biggest baseball fan in the world. I'm not Mr. Baseball like Mark Shue. But I'm assuming that they open up on the road then, and that they're not doing the home opener at Fenway Park on March 25th or 26th or something like that.
I mean, it might be a good thing to give them, you know, if you open up earlier in a warm city.
Yeah.
Then you get a couple of, I mean, what do they get, 8 days off a season?
Right, right.
You know, you might get a couple of 3 extra days off.
Yeah, they're in Seattle, March 28th.
On the 28th. And then when is the home opener? Are you able to tell me that, Mr. Baseball?
It's like April 9th.
Yeah, April 9th. Yeah.
You know, I like to, I got a little bit, we probably don't have time, but I'll share it anyway. I got a little bit of a tradition for the home opener. I like to grab my scorer's book and like to head out to the, out by the bullpen and grab my seats out there in the right field and keep score all game.
I saw the selfie
all
last
game.
Year.
Yeah, all game. The whole game.
Right.
You know, stick around all 9 innings. I never dip in case our 2-term mayor is listening. I never have a dip at Fenway Park because it's illegal.
Wait, you dip?
I do. Yeah. Huh.
You
all
rebel.
All right. Why is somebody saying it was a Hillman jinx on – this is a 570 text – saying that the injury to Pasta is a Hillman jinx. Well, I guess maybe they're saying because I fell over the puppy gate and he fell after leaving a Bruins client partners event. I don't think the two are
that's
the...
That's not even relatable, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Home of Dunder Mifflin Paper Company.
Oh, well, hello to Scranton, Pennsylvania. Thank you for checking in. And the message to... Don Sweeney, who listens to this program, I think we should postpone all Bruins partner-related events until after the season. Or maybe it was a icy scenario.
Probably.
Is that
probably
what happened? Yeah. All right.
Probably.
Well, they got to come up with a lot of scoring, LB. They're not necessarily they're in it, but they're not at the very tippity top. So they need to get some make up for some scoring during the 2 to 3 weeks that he's out. So.
I think it's great that Heinen stepped up in that position, and he's been on fire and showing what he can do when given the opportunity to play with the top six.
All right.
How fun would it be for Tom Brady and Patriot Nation to see Antonio Brown catching passes from the GOAT?
Oh.
The problem is there's a salary cap issue because I think he counts like $21 million to the cap, so we'll have to trade some guys. But
I think
go ahead, Bob.
Well, can you imagine? I mean, it would be amazing. Although, again, you know, you bring in some of these high profile guys, and it doesn't turn out necessarily the way you think it's going to turn out when it comes to the. To the Patriots.
Belichick was able to wrangle Randy Moss.
Yes.
And despite losing the big one that year,
but
was one of their best seasons ever.
In general, the higher priced free agents, Adalius Thomas or others, are sometimes an issue because they don't understand and they're never able to get the Patriot way. I mean, would you consider, we were talking about it yesterday, but would you consider the Josh Gordon experiment this year to have been a success or a failure? I mean, that's somebody that I think they thought we're going to get him in here and he's going to adapt to the way we do things here down at Disneyland on Route 1, as Derek the Steelers fan calls it.
Right.
I mean, would you consider that to have been a success? I mean, you got some games out of him.
And those are he played pretty decently.
Yeah.
Right?
During that time. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when I think of Antonio Brown and the ego.
Well, that's the thing.
Would he wrap his head around the fact that he's going to play with the GOAT and put a ring on his finger?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hopefully he could adjust. But the issue was he was fighting with Roethlisberger, as you would say. I don't know. All right. Well, okay. Thank you, LB.
All right, buddy.
It is 7:09. Here's a text that says, Derek just cringed when you said Patriot Way, Greg. I know. Patriot Way, Patriot Way, Patriot Way. You know he's got the phone in the hand, and he's just trying to decide whether to call right now or to go shovel the walkway so the missus doesn't fall. All right. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show today, you could do so on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-WAAF, or you can text your comment to the text line, which is 97107.
Call from mom.
Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Nice work, Danielle. By the way, did you receive the list of requests I made for casino or gambling-related music for the rejoins?
I did.
On Friday's
show.
Okay,
they're quite
good.
Topical.
Yes. Well, I mean, we're going to be at a casino. I have selected the casino gambling-related music for Friday's show, and we will bring all of Friday's show to you from the new casino and recount whatever goes on with the Lonely Hearts Club, who will all be out there tomorrow night with all of us. It's a Lonely Hearts Club trip for Valentine's Day to the casino, and we're taking the listeners, and we're taking the unicorn who was on during Ask a Swinger, and we're taking Natalie the Uptalker.
Nice.
And now I believe that Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid is joining us, and so should be a good show on Friday morning. And of course, on Friday's show, we will sample and review the Heinz salad cream sauce that I discovered yesterday. Whenever I encounter a new sauce, I am instantly intrigued, and we'll have some kind of an on-air taste test. I did share that on my Instagram, and I want to thank all the British followers that I have for explaining what Heinz salad cream is. And if you're not following me on Instagram, give me a follow, Greg Hill 107. That's how you follow me. And I will share with you all of the excitement of this show every day and our trip to the casino tomorrow. Speaking of that, all morning long, and I didn't see this, but I have been receiving text messages asking what the orb is that you have in your home.
Yes.
And what did you share some sort of a video of an orb?
I did. I'm on no sleep this morning. No sleep.
So what?
So I was wide awake last night. Could not fall asleep for some reason. So I was upstairs in my room trying to go to sleep. And I checked my security cameras to see how the roads were, and because the plows were outside. So I was curious to see what the weather was like. And then I checked one of my downstairs cameras in my spare room. And I noticed this little thing flying around, and I'm like, all right, it's probably a piece of dust just reflecting light, whatever. And then I watched it for a minute, and it was just kind of flying around in this pattern in the center of the room. It would kind of come and go, going near the window, going near like a few things that I had stored down there. And it was flying around in a way that it was not dust or a cobweb or something in front of the camera. It was definitely an orb. Elby's gonna laugh at me. I don't care.
No, I believe in aliens. No, You're talking to the wrong guy.
I'm looking at it right now, and it is, it's terrifying. It is an orb. It could be Greg Brady with a flashlight.
Yep.
Are you sure that there wasn't like an animal that had some kind of a dog tag or something was reflecting it? It looks alien UFO-ish in nature, but that's crazy.
There was no light source that would have reflected it from that side. There were no animals in the room. There's no
Do you have
breeze.
A window in the basement?
Yeah, but they're brand new windows, so there's no breeze or draft in there. And the way that, people have been chiming in on Instagram with theories about, what could possibly be causing this phenomenon.
Wow, I was just thinking plowhead light reflection.
Yep, that's what I thought, too.
Doesn't look like that at all.
Then I went back and checked the tape.
The way it's flying around, yeah.
It was there all night, almost, like the last two nights.
Wow.
Prior to last night, so for three nights in a row. And then I went downstairs last night, and obviously, I couldn't see it, but I was watching the camera as I went into the room, and as soon as I went into the room, it kind of got a little not as bright and disappeared. And as long as I was in the room, it wasn't there. When I went back upstairs, it reappeared.
You mean it's not visible to the naked eye?
No.
Oh, that means UFO.
It's probably like a guardian angel or a good spirit or something. Yeah. Maybe one of my animals.
Maybe it was somebody trying to catch some video of you in the sex chair.
Possibly.
Maybe they're way off on the room.
That's
unbelievable. All right. Well, anyway, that's on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. The orb.
The orb. Wow. Yeah. It's a pretty consistent orb.
Here's a 978 text that says, "Thanks a lot, Danielle. I just threw out my Nest camera." Yeah, people don't want to see. Who wants to see? If you have aliens in your house and they're in the form of orbs, who wants to actually see them? Nobody wants to know that they're there. That's why I just go to sleep.
Right. Well, if they're good, you'd want to know that they're there. You'll be pleased. You'll enjoy this, Greg. I went downstairs and verbalized to whatever it was that if it was pure and white light and good and beneficial, that it was welcome to stay and hang around.
But if it intended harm to me, it had to go. You're talking to the negative energy now.
The bad demons, when they come in the house, you got to tell them they got to go.
Maybe there's a lot going on over there.
Then you get the Palo Santo.
Maybe this started happening because you're now a level one healer.
Yes.
And maybe that's why the orbs are now attaching themselves to you.
Yep. They feel the energy.
Friendly ghost or malevolent ghost, who knows? Mm. It is 7:24.
Who doesn't love Casper?
Really?
It is 7:24. And we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. The weather this hour is brought to you by the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show. And it is going to warm up considerably today. There is some icing still on roadways west and north of the city, so be careful. But a lot of melting is going to go on, a lot of ponding, a lot of puddling. There's some massive puddles on the roads today. So just be careful on your way to work or wherever you are headed this morning. Temperature getting up close to 50 today, believe it or not. And come see what's making waves for 2019 at the Progressive Insurance New England Boat Show, presented by West Marine, now through February 17th at the Boston Convention and Events Center. Tickets and show details are available at newenglandboatshow.com. I'm laughing because you just reminded me, speaking of Instagram,
yes,
that there is an Instagram influencer in the news today because she was doing a photo shoot for herself.
Yeah.
In a bikini.
Yeah.
And for herself. And she was bitten. She was bitten on the buttocks by a wild boar.
Oh my God!
A pig. Yes.
Oh man.
This woman is named Michelle Lewin, and she is an Instagram influencer, fitness personage. Uh-huh. And
how many followers? Three million, four million?
She probably has millions and millions of followers.
Yeah.
But out of nowhere, the pig is obviously attracted to the exposed skin of the butt region. And did you find her? What's her handle?
Hold on.
So that you can share.
Wild boars are nasty, man.
And delicious.
They're good wild eats, but they're mean and nasty and can.
Oh, they'll charge
rip you.
You
up.
Yeah.
Her handle is Michelle_Lewin, LEWIN. 13.4 million followers.
Wow.
Whoa, she's crushing it. Yeah.
Probably got a couple hundred G's to go to the island and get her butt bit by it. And we're laughing at it. What are we laughing at?
I know, right.
What's wrong with us? Yeah. She puts up the orange tile, and then she says, come get your butt bitten by a pig at Firefest 2.
I'm in the Exhumas.
She's probably not even in the Exhumas. She's probably in, Chelsea, and pretending that it's the Exhumas, and somebody's paying her, $100,000. All right, it is 7:27. There's a bit of a scary story from old Cape Cod about some women who were on a girls' trip.
A bit. A little bit more than a bit. This is a bite.
And what they encountered in the shower, which I thought I would share this morning because maybe some of you are
doing Galentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to be spending tomorrow with your significant other, but
right.
you're going on a ladies' trip.
Yep.
They were at a resort on the Cape.
Yep.
And noticed that there was a blinking light in the shower area.
Yes, which is gross and yes. ridiculous.
Yes.
So police got a call on February 8th, woman who was staying at the resort in Yarmouth.
A resort in Yarmouth.
Yep. It doesn't I haven't seen the name, though.
Not
have you seen the name of the
bubbles.
Resort?
It was Cuddles and Bubbles,
nope.
kid.
Nope.
I knew you were going
International
there.
Inn.
There's straight shooters over there.
Yeah.
So a woman had finished working out, and she noticed a black charger, like just the plug-in part, like a USB charger plugged into the wall near the sink in the women's room. When she was showering, she saw a small hole in one of the ceiling tiles and, like you mentioned, the blinking blue light. When she reached to move the ceiling tile, a camera fell out.
Huh.
So she took it to the front desk and asked them to call the police. Now, Anthony Mendez, who works at the front desk, overheard the conversation, went to the woman and took the camera and the charger, and then the three of them went to wait for police. They reviewed the surveillance video. It showed the guy going into the workout area, then into the bathroom and closing the door behind him. He comes back out 20 minutes later, looks around, and goes back in.
Oh, idiot.
So he managed to flush one of the memory cards down the toilet before the police officers arrived. He doesn't have a car. Management doesn't know his current address.
What?
Police came back to the resort the following Saturday, this past Saturday, when he was scheduled to work again, but he never showed up. They started checking residences that he was affiliated with and found him eventually in his girlfriend's car.
No, the guy has a girlfriend.
Yep.
I see, but he's taking video of women who are showering at the resort that he works at.
Correct.
What a loser.
Yes. Yeah.
We have some sound from the deputy police chief from Yarmouth.
They went and exercised, and when they were done, the woman was going to take a shower, and she noticed a strange device in the locker room, so she notified the front desk, and they called the police. When our detectives looked at the video footage of the hotel security, it saw one of their employees doing this. We'll find out if there's more to it. We're just glad that it's over with, and he's been arrested.
That's ridiculous. I know where you think I'm going.
Yeah.
But I am not going in that direction. I'm going in this direction on the iPod this morning. Because something like this should never happen on old Cape Cod.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
What's that blinking blue light all about over there?
If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
What do you get, a complimentary weekend when you can return and no charge for that? Or is it a bag,
continental breakfast.
Bag of cash? Okay, all right.
A voucher.
Well, glad this guy won't be working at the resort anymore. And now it is time for the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. We do need to head south of us to our favorite state.
Another day in Florida.
And now, another edition of Florida, not like the rest of us.
Just remember not to go out into actual Florida. You don't want to meet those people.
So, it's in Florida. It's an irrational fear. The alligator that knocked on the door.
You're kidding me.
Not even a little bit.
Really?
Yep.
This is terrifying.
Yep. Jerry Staples lives on Merritt Island, and she said she had the scare of her life when an alligator banged on her door last Tuesday. She took a few photos through the window. She ran upstairs, tried to put as many doors as she could between herself and the gator. They estimate that the gator was about 60 years old and 350 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what they estimate about Lindy.
Oh.
We're dinosaurs. We live forever.
What did the thing want? Something to eat?
Something to eat. Yeah. Sadly, they did have to shoot and kill it. They brought a trapper in, and there was a struggle.
Oh.
And they had to off with them. But that makes me sad. But let's hear from Jerry, the homeowner.
Well, I was just looking out, watching him approach, but then I saw him right there and he hit the door and that's when I ran. I wasn't sure if he kept pounding like that, if he could actually open the door, you know, with his snout, if he hit hard enough. So I wasn't taking any chances. It was frightening. I'm just glad they took him away so I don't have to worry about him anymore.
Obscure reference?
Yes.
Land shark.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Wow. Huh. Good for him. Glad she didn't open the door. Jeez. I just, like, somebody's knocking, you open the door up.
Yeah.
I'm a glasses half full guy, you know? A couple of guys and gals are going to get a new pair of boots.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right. What else, Danielle?
You know, I don't know if you want to call this the Nation of Pussies, but I might. I don't know if you've seen this. Bloomingdale's has pulled a fake news shirt because people are offended by it.
Journalists
are offended by it.
That's what the story should be. You're kidding me.
Not even a little bit.
So it was insulting the valiant occupation of journalists.
Yes.
And so Bloomingdale's gave in and pulled the shirt.
They cowtown.
I mean, fake news applies. I mean, it's a joke. Like, what is that? I don't.
It looks like a retro throwback, like late 70s, early 80s kind of T-shirt. That kind of font. It's a little faded. It literally just says fake news.
Yeah.
That's it.
And so what, the New York Times lost their mind over it? They're putting, what are they, putting journalists at risk of abuse because they do? I mean, give me a break.
They're not giving them credit, Greg. They're not giving them credit for all their diligent work.
Yeah. These people, they need to get over themselves. Like, I mean, really.
Trump haters.
I say, get over it.
There's a reporter in New York, Allison Caden. She works for WPAX-TV. She tweeted, "Hey, Bloomingdale's. This isn't funny or fashionable. It further delegitimizes hardworking journalists who bring real news to their communities."
No, you've done that yourselves in that position. It's like the, I don't know if you saw the tweet I shared yesterday of the news story on the home invasion and the homeowner who had a gun and shot the home invaders. Did you see this tweet by any chance? This headline, I mean, this sums up how currently many who are in our media feel about certain things. The headline from ABC 7 News reads as follows. This is in the Bay Area. If you're wondering which coast it's on, you probably don't have to wonder. What apparently I'm reading this this tweet word for word here. What apparently started as a home invasion turned quickly into a frightening scene for the suspects.
What?
After the residents started shooting.
Get the frig out of here. Who's writing these headlines?
Or some journalism graduate from Columbia.
Oh, I'm so sensitive. The poor guy was just trying to rob the house and then it got weird.
It got these home invaders. We must make these home invaders comfortable. It got frightening for them. It turned into a frightening scene for the home invaders. Okay. Never mind the family that was just sitting there trying to enjoy their family time. They brought it upon themselves, and to whine about a shirt is absolute lunacy. This is Matt on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Matt?
I was questioning about trapping the alligator.
Yes.
I didn't know if they called in Troy Landry or any of his buddies.
I don't know how they
How do they go about getting that, like an alligator that big?
They walk up to it from behind. Like the alligator trappers are amazing.
Yeah, they're pros.
They walk up from behind, then they grab it by the snout, yeah. Hold it. Then the other guy tapes it with duct tape, and
no thanks.
Away they go.
Yeah, no,
I'm not. That's
I'm good with that.
Not a profession I'm out for.
Not even a little bit.
Let's see. Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, you're triggered by a store not selling a shirt. Yes, my whole day is ruined.
What happened to free speech?
Nobody cares about free speech.
No, of course not. That's not. I'm going to attack you.
No. All right. What else is happening today, Danielle?
This is a very touching story, Greg. It's a feel-good one. There's a dog in New York that escaped from a house with a gas leak and went to get help.
This story is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And not just because my best friend is Kobe Wobey, the greatest lab in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It is because dogs are, they're so intelligent.
They are.
And this, I saw this on the news last night. Gas leak in the house. A dog escapes.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the police department, gets the police mm-hmm. to follow him back.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
that's outstanding.
Extraordinary intelligence.
Yeah.
Like they, you know, I know when I'm talking to Kobe that he understands me and is, you know, oftentimes the only person in the world who understands me. And this is great. Like, I mean, it's really fantastic.
So this happened in Tuckahoe, New York, which is in Westchester County. Sadie is a pit bull. So yay, finally a good positive pit bull story in the news. And she was found roaming in a yard yesterday afternoon. And she was barking incessantly. So the police came. And she basically started to kind of run and go back so that they would follow her. She brought them back to the home. They noticed that the sliding glass door in the house was open and that the fence was broken. So they went to check it out. They're walking the perimeter and they discovered the smell of gas coming from an open window in the basement. Serena Costello is the dog owner.
She dug this little stopper out and came over here. Slid it open and made her way out. She saved our lives. This would have been a disaster. Would have been really bad. She went from being in timeout to being my girl.
But being your girl, how about a big hunk of beef on a bone? A big fat steak, a giant hunk of tenderloin or something like that.
It's amazing the dog could recognize that smell as a danger.
Dogs
do that all. You hear those stories all the time. Who are the famous TV dogs?
Lassie.
Lassie is one, and then there's one other one that
Benji.
Benji's another one.
I'm gonna cry.
But there was another shepherd earlier on.
Lassie's the famous one. Hello, Chris.
He died.
Hey, Chris. Hey,
every news outlet around the United States told us that Hillary Clinton was going to win by a landslide, and like Benghazi was caused over a student that made a film about Muhammad. Well, do they think we're supposed to forget about that stuff?
To be worried about a shirt, to me is goofy. All right. Still to come this morning, we are going to play your Hillmill voicemail messages back at 8. You can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Be here tomorrow for Stowe 5-0 at about this time. We'll take a quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that have occurred in my lifelong hometown of Stowe, Massachusetts. And then at 7:50 tomorrow, we are going to go inside the warped female brain. LB is the dog that you are thinking of that everybody is texting in about right now. Rin Tin Tin.
Yes, Rin Tin Tin. Yes.
Rin Tin Tin.
Right.
Yes, Rin Tin Tin. All right. And coming up at 8:30, it is Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. Your legal questions answered for free on this show. Steve is in the car this morning on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford is Metro West Commercial Truck Headquarters. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, I need help from Nancy Know-It-All. I have an obscure reference.
Yes.
Is she in today?
Yes I'm here.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Now, fake news T-shirt on top of fake tatas, would that be ironic or coincidental?
Good question. That would be
question.
Literal.
That has to be.
Right? That's informational.
Yeah.
That has to be.
Disclosure.
got to be one of those words that you don't like. Tatas.
I don't mind tatas. Is it,
oh, really? It doesn't bother you like panties or moist or engorged or any
of those? Stop. Right.
Well, it's almost Valentine's Day.
I know, but you're ruining it for me.
Let's see. 781 text. Did Danielle talk about her creepy orb yet? That's not code. Yes, we talked about that a while ago, but on Danielle's home security camera, you can clearly see some sort of an orb flying around her home last night. And I don't normally buy into this kind of stuff. I normally think it's some kind of a trick of photography or something along those lines. But it really, I mean, it's kind of creepy. Yeah, you have an orb in your home.
I do.
You need to hire the Ghostbusters or whoever is doing. I mean, you're a level one healer.
I am.
You ought to be able to take care of that yourself.
I think I'm going to monitor it and see what the situation is. It doesn't appear to be anything malicious. So
I think you opened a gate. When you became a healer, you opened some kind of portal.
I opened a gate like 20 years ago.
It's somebody's chakra floating around there looking for healing.
Yes.
Like somebody from the past or the future.
Maybe. Yeah. Yes. I like it.
Were the lights on or off?
Lights were off.
Lights off.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was nothing, because obviously a lot of people think it might be a spider web or something.
A spider
web?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like a spider blowing, making a web near the camera.
Oh, a spider. No, it's moving
not.
Around.
It's moving whole, around very deliberately. There's nothing near or on the camera. I checked that. And if it were close to the camera, you would be able to see, it would be bigger and more blurry. Like this is a very distinct thing, like in the middle of the room.
Yeah. No developments on Rosegate. Everybody's been texting in about that.
No.
We're going to try to solve the question about what salad cream is on Friday's show from the casino to update you on that. So I'll bring some salad cream out to the, every time I say the word, Danielle gets disgusted, but I'll bring some salad cream out to the casino with me.
Two words that shouldn't be put together.
I think I'm going to try it during the show on Friday, by dipping fries in it. Anything like that.
That's a good call. I was going to say sub sandwich.
Well, yeah, maybe put it on a sandwich. Some of the English people. Oh, hold on a second. Some of the English people. Who were Instagramming me about it said they put it on sandwiches back home on the island of Brit. But
what if they use it for fish and chips?
Probably.
Maybe. Probably, right?
In a pinch, probably. All right. Just quickly, I wanted to bring up a thing that I saw last night. And I watched a new documentary. This will shock you, but I watched a new documentary yesterday during the storm that I want to talk about too this morning. But I saw this thing last night, and oftentimes we talk about bridezillas or whatever. What do you think of this bride that declared that they would not have any, quote, murderers, unquote, at their wedding, and is not and has disinvited people who are meat eaters from coming to their wedding?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
What?
If that person's a vegan and doesn't want to serve meat at that, it's your wedding. You can invite who you want. She doesn't want me at the wedding because I'm going to have a steak. Fine, I say $500.
And really, Greg. Would you want to go to that wedding?
No, I don't.
Imagine the meal. No. Well, this looks like a steak, it bounces like a ball.
If you're going to go through the trouble of having a wedding and, you know, you're doing it as much for the people that are there, your family and friends and stuff, as for yourselves. So why wouldn't you want anybody to go there, regardless of what their choice is with what they eat?
Because it's her wedding.
And the fiance is standing by it, I guess, which means she must be extraordinary in bed, because there's no other reason why he would be allowing her to do that.
Obscure reference on that, Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson. See, my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which makes me a vegetarian.
Yes. I mean, it's really, I guess we've heard worse things from brides, but it seems to me like... It's not very nice for your wedding. All right, it is 7:57. Couple things coming up on the show at 8:30. Larry the Lawyer will be here, and it's Ask an Attorney, so you get all your legal questions answered for free. By the way, coming up in a couple weeks, it is Ask a Male Plumbing Doctor. We're going to do Ask an ED Doctor on the show. If you're a man or you're a woman, and there are issues that that result from this or any other thing, we'll have Ask an ED Doctor coming up later in the month.
I bet there'll be a lot of voice decoder things going on.
Yeah, I have a friend who has a problem. You can obscure your
voice when you call or whatever. So that's 8:30 today is Ask an Attorney, and then at 9:30. Because of the discussion that we had yesterday, I think, about where the first real pizzeria in the United States was, there's a controversy over that now. We are going to have the world's foremost authority on pizza. He's a pizza historian, and he's going to join us at 9:30 on today's show, and we'll get to the bottom of that. Also, are you up to speed on the Chuck E. Cheese conspiracy theory?
What?
No.
Oh, God. I'm afraid.
This conspiracy theory is that Chuck E. Cheese reuses the uneaten pizza or something along those lines. Have you seen that floating around on the interwebs?
That's very interesting. So this comes from Shane Dawson, who's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And he pointed out that, and this actually makes complete sense. All of the slices in the Chuck E. Cheese pizza, they don't fit together nicely. It looks like they just took random slices from random pizzas and made a circle out of it.
Yeah, yes,
like, you know, you get a pizza and everything's kind of uniform and fits together.
Normally it is.
Like Pangea.
Right. You could take a piece out and put it back in.
Right.
It would fit right in the back.
These like have pepperonis that are cut that have no pepperoni in the adjacent slice.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Oh.
How do you think about that?
Interesting.
Huh? Genius.
Really? That's not the first word that comes to mind.
Well, number one, the kids couldn't give two hoots.
Right.
And the parents aren't paying attention. They're slugging beer. Yeah.
I guess you're right. I guess maybe that the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.